This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Story 20, Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there was a mother pig who had three little pigs. As the little pigs grew up, there were more mouths than the mother could feed. So she decided to send the young ones out into the world to make their own fortunes. One fine morning, the three little pigs started out in the wide world, each along a different road. The first pig, little pig, walked along this wide world until he met a man with a load of straw. "Please, Mr. Man," said the first little pig, "give me some straw to build me a little house." The man gave the first little pig some straw, and he built himself a house. The first pig was no more than settled in his straw house. Then a wicked wolf came along. Little pig, let me come in," he called. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," answered the first little pig. If you don't, said the wolf, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." But the first pig, little pig, wouldn't. So the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in, and he ate up the first little pig. Now the second little pig walked among in the wide world until he met a man with a load of sticks. "Please, Mr. Man," said the second little pig, "give me some sticks to build me a little house." The man gave the second little pig some sticks, and he built himself a house. The second pig was no more than settled in his house of sticks when along came the wicked wolf. Little pig, let me come in," he called. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," answered the second little pig. "If you don't," said the wolf, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." But the second little pig wouldn't. So the wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the house in, and he ate up the second little pig. Now the third little pig walked along in the wide world until he met a man with a load of bricks. "Please, Mr. Man," said the third little pig, "give me some bricks to build me a little house." The man gave the third little pig some bricks, and he built himself a house. The third little pig was no more than settled in his house of bricks when along came the wolf. Little pig, let me come in," he called. "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," answered the third little pig. "If you don't," said the wolf, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." But the third pig wouldn't. Little pig wouldn't. So the wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he huffed. But he couldn't blow the house in. Then the wicked wolf slunk off, muttering to himself, little pig, I'll catch you yet." Soon he was back at the little pig's door. "Little pig," he called in his friendliest voice, "if you let me in, if you will meet me in the farm Brown's garden at 6 o'clock tomorrow, I will show you where to get the finest turnips." The next morning, the little pig got up at 5 o'clock and hurried to Farmer Brown's garden. By the time the wolf came at 6, the little pig was safe and snug at home again, and his turnips on the stove. So the wicked wolf slunk off, muttering to himself, little pig, I'll catch you yet." Soon he was back at the little pig's hut door. "Little pig," he called in his friendliest voice, "if you will meet me at Farmer Brown's orchard at 5 o'clock tomorrow, I will show you where the finest apples are." The next morning, the little pig got up at 4 o'clock and hurried to Farmer Brown's orchard, but he was still up in an apple tree when he saw the wolf coming down below. "Ah, so you have found the apples, little pig," grinned the wolf, thinking he had trapped the little pig at last. "Yes, won't you try one?" said little pig, and he threw down a big red apple to the wolf. but he threw it so hard that it rolled down a big hill, and the wolf had to go running after it. While the wolf was running, the little pig scrambled down and ran home with his basket full. When the wolf found he had been fooled, he slunk off, muttering to himself, little pig, I'll catch you yet. Soon he was back at the little pig's door. Little pig, he called, still in his friendliest voice, tomorrow there is a fair in the village, and I will meet you there at 3 o'clock. I'll show you the best bargains. The next day, the little pig got to the fair at 2 o'clock and bought himself the new butter churner. He was just starting home with it when he saw the wolf coming up the road. The little pig had nowhere else to hide, so he jumped into the churn, and away he went, rolling down the hill toward the wolf. The wolf was so frightened that he ran as fast as he could. The little pig in his churn rolled straight on home. When the wolf had found he had been fooled again, he slunk off, muttering worse than ever, little pig, I'll catch you this time. So he climbed up on the little pig's roof and called down the chimney, now, little pig, I am coming down to eat you up. Oh, are you? The little pig called back, and he took off the lid off a huge pot of water bubbling on the fire just as the wolf jumped down the chimney. Down tumbled the wolf right into the boiling water, then the pig popped the cover back on the pot, and that was the end of the wolf. The end.
When the blazing sun is gone, when he nesting shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle all the night. Twinkle, twinkle little star, how I wonder what you are. Then the traveler in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. He could not see where to go if you did not twinkle so. Twinkle, twinkle, little